Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, it is time for the spillover. We got Chris Raff today. AD is out. We got Bill Bush still here. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen. What's up, Raff? How are you?
I'm good.
We were just doing some research during the break. You missed an all-time moment that if you weren't watching. Obviously, you were on a commercial break. Raff was talking into his phone, his Siri. He said, "Hey Siri, what was the code word for
safe word?
What was the safe word for Dewey the Bear with for?" Jackie Moon and Semi-Pro. Do we ever figure out what the safe word was?
Is it Spomoni or something like that? Okay. I might need some help from the text line on that.
Anybody know the safe word for Dewey the Bear for Jackie Moon and Semi-Pro? Let us know. Help us out.
Dewey. Is that you, Dewey? See, I don't remember that.
That's a great movie. Raph, ready for some NFL this weekend?
You betcha. I'm ready.
Who are you pulling for? Raph is a Broncos fan. We all know this. I'm assuming you're not going against for the Chiefs at all, so you're probably a big Bengals fan this weekend.
No, it doesn't bother me one way or the other. I'm just excited. Both games, like, they're truly, like, they could go either way in both games. Yep. I really don't know. Like, some years you look at it and the team will get in there and you know, like, one game will be really good and the next one you're like, you're pretty sure that, you know, that team's going to make the Super Bowl. Or you feel, but this series, it's like, it's a toss-up on both games.
Yeah.
There was some news yesterday, which I'm sure that Raph has plenty of thoughts on because he is a Broncos fan. Nathaniel Hackett, the guy who couldn't make it one full season with the Broncos, was fired a few games ago, was named as the Jets' offensive coordinator. Oh. Maybe the thought that Aaron Rodgers could be pulled to New York. Is that something you think could happen? Anybody see Rodgers to the Jets being a possibility this offseason?
I've spent zero time in that. I would still say no. I would still say no.
I've just seen TikTok Rodgers saying that he seems open to change right now. I mean,
What have you seen, Jake? Well, I think it's very possible. I mean, Rodgers, he's been flirting with leaving the Packers for a couple years now, and he's stuck around this year. They missed the playoffs. They had no receivers this year. I mean, they got Christian Watson, who was not, you know, was a rookie from North Dakota State, and they got Samari Toure, who had some moments, former Husker, obviously. Romeo Doubs had some moments. But I think he wants one last hurrah somewhere where he's got a chance. Now, is the Jets that place? I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl anytime soon. But they got Garrett Wilson.
Brees Hall
back from injury next year.
They have some good players.
Garrett Wilson.
I think Aaron Rodgers, his time at Green Bay, it might, unless some things change, because Romeo Doubs came out yesterday and was like, I've never spent any time with Aaron Rodgers off the field outside of the complex, basically just saying that, you know, that gelling as a team or whatever. You hear a lot about, especially in the NFL, the really good teams, they hang out a lot, you know, off the field, you know, like Von Miller back in the prime of the Broncos, you know, they were always over at his house, you know, playing video games and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. I couldn't understand when the Jets hired Nathaniel Hackett as the offense coordinator, just for the fact that I thought he would go back to be maybe a quarterback's coach, because if you look back on it when he was at Green Bay, it was LaFleur that was calling the plays at Green Bay. Then he went to Denver. He was calling the plays the first, I think it was 8 games, and then he handed that over. So I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, he'll go back and be a quarterback's coach. Then they brought him as the offense coordinator, and then I'm like, why would they be doing that? And I'm like, oh, I see. They're going to try pulling like kind of the Broncos did last year. We'll hire Nathaniel Hackett with hopes of, you know, getting Aaron Rodgers to come to Denver. So I think the Jets are trying the same thing.
Well, it was a colossal failure in Denver. It's not often you see a coach fired in his first season before the season's over. So it was that bad.
Happy one-year anniversary, by the way.
Okay.
Denver Broncos hire Nathaniel Hackett.
That's not a happy day at all. I think it's a sad day for the franchise. Speaking of offensive coordinators, so Bill O'Brien goes from Alabama to the Patriots. I'm curious if you guys – I have this thought. If you guys think I'm wrong, you can tell me. If is the Alabama offensive coordinator position the best job in football, college football?
From the coordinator standpoint, it's you know, one, two, or three. It's right there because they're going to have so many players on every – so you're going to have your own players that are good. You're going to have really good defensive players, which really helps you on offense because they're going to get the ball back to you a lot and give you more opportunities to build a – to have that. That's always – you look at a game sometimes and you're like, if it's a game of 45-43 or something like that where it's like where the offense is scoring a bunch of points and then so that helps the defense a bunch also. So I would always be excited about being a coordinator, offensive coordinator at Alabama, knowing what I was going to have in special teams on defense. So you're always going to have be on a very good team, and then and they've recruited extremely well. Now going into it this year, you know, for the past several years, they've kind of had been set up with a quarterback wise. Yes. There's a little bit of a conversation who the quarterback will be, but they have players. So you're walking into always a good structure, good situation, really good players.
The quarterback piece is interesting though, and we did mention yesterday that there was an athletic report that had Scott Frost. I mean, they said he's being considered, Scott Frost, with a few other guys. Now, I've seen a lot of names now. I saw in subsequent of our show yesterday, there was other names. I saw Kingsbury was mentioned. There's some guys.
He's in Thailand. He's chilling right now. Yeah, he's fine.
Isn't that outstanding?
One way ticket. I'm coming
there were some
back
guys,
whenever I come
There
back.
Were some guys mentioned I never heard of, too. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the only drawback is just the sheer pressure. I mean, if you mess it up, people come back. How do you mess that up?
Sure. Well, I think about what that job is. I mean, so Brian Daboll, who was kind of in a rehab, but he had a rough go in the NFL, comes back in 2017 with Bama, has 1 year there, and then he goes to the Bills. He excels with the Bills. Mm-hmm. Now he's a head coach first year with the Giants, make the playoffs. Like, the huge rehab for his career.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin becomes
rehab.
The coordinator there, goes to FAU then. Now he's at Ole Miss. Rehab spot because you get it's number one having the talent around you. Number two, it's Nick Saban's mentorship. You got Nick Saban watching over you, helping you out.
You're gonna get a lot of help. You're gonna get a lot of help in how things are, how he wants things run. That's for sure, and incredible help too. Like I said, he's gonna spend a lot of time with you on what is extremely difficult. And you know he made a big change for a while there when we played him in 19. We go out there and it's like, okay, who's the quarterback? Tua, first round draft pick. They go 10 personnel. Let's talk about the wideouts. Four first rounders.
Yeah.
It's Ruggs, it's Judy, Devontae, and
Waddle.
That's ridiculous.
I mean,
that's 10 per. So it's like, okay. All right, so there's five first rounders. Okay, but at least they can't run the ball. Oh, they got Najee Harris. That's their running back. So they have another top. So there's six. And there was three offensive linemen. Can you imagine trying to, and then we're like, okay, we got to get these guys stopped now. The matchups were insane with the people he had to get.
Can't run the ball. Najee Harris. Yeah. Oh crap!
And the thing was, when the game was over, we still felt that probably the best player on the team was Najee Harris. So he was the one that because he could do everything, and he was so dominant. But the person that scared me the most from trying to cover him all was Waddle.
Hmm.
He ran because he was like a Tyreek Hill in a way, and he ran angry in his deep over routes. They were all so talented. Don't get me wrong, but those were the ones like that, you know. And then obviously Ruggs just had such top end speed of just, and so the matchups, you're like, what do you do? What do you do when this happens in that spot? And then the offensive line was obviously really, really good too. So we're able to get, but that was, they're going to have those players. So you're excited to go there as an offensive coach and see what you have. And again, the defense really matters too. They're going to have good players get the ball back, have opportunities with what they want to be able to get done. So it'll be impressive.
I just can't imagine, you know, what you had to go four deep at receiver that are all first round picks.
Oh, yeah. All on the field at the same time. It was just gut wrenching.
What do you do?
It'd be like I'd be in the press box like, all right, we're doing 10 personnel. it's like, oh my God, you know, like that. And we're trying to get, and so there was a lot of
that'd
stuff.
The
difference
that just sounds like hell. Unlike the show, which is heaven, that sounds like hell.
Heaven and talent were the two things that we focused on. But what Coach Saban will do so well that doesn't happen a lot anymore, that a lot of times people just get hired. He will hire them and he will interview them. The process will be insane. The one thing I do know from Coach Saban is that anytime someone's getting hired or interviewing someone, it comes up in the staff room and he's like, okay, I'm going to interview, boom. Everyone come back with a story. So every assistant coach would come back with, you know, with a, hey, I talked to so-and-so who worked with him at these two places.
Oh, wow.
Here's the information I have. That wasn't like the end-all, but it was just my point is that the due diligence by him will be unreal, and his due diligence will be unreal as his coordinator who he hires, you know, at that spot will be really – it'll be when they come in and sit down, buckle up. Because the guy asking the questions will be the head coach, so you'll have to have your information together, and it's
intense.
And you know, how are you going to protect that? What's the pass protection? When we change that, how do we do this? What's going to happen here? And this, because one thing you're not going to get with someone like Coach Saban or a really good head coach is hiring someone when your answer is go fast. Well, what if they do this? Oh, we'll just go fast. We'll just go fast. Then that'll take. No. That's not that. That's like a junior high answer like that. It's going to be, well, we're going to have this available. We're going to be able to have this. How are we going to handle that? How are we going to build another really good pass rushers? How are we going to, chip them? We're going to do this. Whatever. It's going to be so well constructed of what they're doing. Like that. When you watch Monken right now at Georgia, I mean, he has done an unbelievable job with his play calling and how they go about things. So it'll be someone of that that's going to have they'll be dialed in. It's not going to be just kind of like some, you know, whiz kid that's going to come in like that. They could be, but they're going to be well prepared for the moment that they're getting into, because that is, you step into that chair and in that league and in that side of the league, it all kind of adds up. And so the layers keep getting worse and more difficult as you go in.
I go back to, you mentioned the
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The receivers you're going with against Alabama. That 2019 game, LSU-Bama, with the epic, you know, Burrow versus Tua, that's still one of the best games I think I've ever seen in college football. And think about all – it wasn't just the – I mean, all those teams, both teams, had first-rounders everywhere. I mean, the talent level in that game is one of the best I think we've ever seen.
Yeah,
it was in a regular season football.
You're right, Jake.
Yeah. That was it lived up to the billing. Yep. It was amazing.
It did. Yeah. SEC.
And when they play Sweet Home Alabama at the stadium, it's really cool.
Is it?
Yeah, some stuff you see like that's really cool. Yeah, you're like, well, this.
And you were talking about running down a dream in Gainesville.
Yeah, that was outstanding.
They play.
I won't back down. Yeah, I won't back down.
Another great song.
Another great song. Yeah, but
I won't back down.
I won't back down by Tom Petty.
Not running down a dream.
No.
I wonder.
Although someone should play that song.
That would be pretty good. Song. But they play I Won't Back Down.
Yeah.
And you've seen that?
Oh, yeah. It's outstanding.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's outstanding. So the Auburn is outstanding.
What's
that? There's no like song there, but just the vibe when you walk onto the field at Auburn is
really
it's really good.
Never been there.
Yeah, that's big time. Yeah,
Raph, you've been to Auburn, haven't you?
No, I went to Alabama, Tuscaloosa.
Oh, that's
this year.
You went to
game.
Tuscaloosa.
The thing I liked about Tuscaloosa was they do a really good job, like during the timeouts, keeping the crowd engaged in the game.
Do they?
Like, they have their, you know, like Husker Vision, where it's like now Huskers in the NFL and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They have those points, but usually a lot of the timeouts and stuff, they're just playing some, you know, song like Sweet Home Alabama. Or their Dixieland Delight.
Yeah.
And they just have the camera going throughout the crowd and the place is just going nuts.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was impressed by how they, it wasn't all, you know, I understand you have to do your ads and stuff and your marketing to make your money and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of, you know, just camera on the crowd and the crowd's fired up and they come out of the timeout and they're all fired up after listening to Dixieland Delight. And it's
nice.
A lot of singing. Remember, Coach Saban got after their fans a lot because it was because of people just leaving, not being there. It wasn't a real crazy atmosphere because there
Three
was
blowout wins or what?
Yeah, so much success, and then they would just look at the schedule and be like, okay, who do we have? And it wasn't great, you know. All of a sudden, when LSU's coming to town or Georgia's coming to town, whoever it is, like that's a little bit different. But there was sometimes that he wasn't real happy with the fan base and the energy to him.
They got used to winning.
They got entitled, didn't they?
Yeah,
entitled,
yeah they did.
Entitled.
I mean,
they're not afraid to tailgate either.
Is that right?
Good time.
Yeah, it's spread out. We parked. I think we parked the RV or the camper. We took a fifth wheel up there, and we were probably a mile and a half away from the stadium, and it was still considered. You know, it was right across from their softball field, but all the way we walked it one night, all the way there. It was campers all the way up the night before the game. It was crazy.
LSU is a lot of fun for like, I had a bunch of friends always come down and visit, and I'm like, here's your parking pass. You're going to park right by the stadium. Okay, and then I go, then just take off. I said, just take off. We'll start walking around. And, just all you get to do is just, any tailgate stop by. Come on, hey, I'm so and so. I'm from Nebraska. I'm visiting Coach Bush. Like that. Come on in. And,
is that
and
right?
That's lying.
Very
the
welcoming.
Food. Oh, the food is ridiculous. Jambalaya. Yeah, Jumbo. They're serious about it. Their food. They're really, really serious about it. It's not kind of
they like, pride yourself.
Yeah, it's not going to grab a hot dog. No, it's like the preparation is insane, and they show up on. That's when especially if it's big game, the 3:30 game or whatever. It's campers are in place Wednesday night or Thursday. People
I'm
are
messing around,
up.
Baby.
That was I laugh about that because that's what I'm used to. Nebraska games and going to big games. Texas A&M is another great place.
Oh, it's outstanding,
amazing.
Oh, the sheer pageantry of A&M.
First time I went up to see Lance at Buffalo.
Yeah.
So I pull in. I got there early. It's like going to tailgate a Buffalo Bulls game. And get there and. It's probably like 2.5 hours before the game kicks off, and lady's standing there. I'm like, how much do I owe you? And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, do I pay for parking? Oh, no, you can park anywhere. I was parked probably like 50 yards from the stadium.
Is that right?
A little different.
Yeah. I mean, you'll go to places in the Big Ten that are a little like that. I mean, Illinois wasn't that far from that. There was a few
places. Northwestern, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was always a little taken aback. It's not like Nebraska everywhere. It's not like Alabama everywhere. It's not like LSU everywhere. All right, we got to get going.
No, you're good. We got it.
It's not like Florida everywhere.
It's been fun. It's been
fun. Get the songs down right.
Coach Bush?
Hey, is that when they play AC/DC? No. No, it's not. Not even close. Get the right song. I mean, it's like.
All right. All right.
Well, it's been a fun week. You going to come back next week, Coach?
Well, I will wait.
Well, wait a second. There's a playoff games on Sunday.
Oh, so we got to have them for Monday for sure then.
Well, you and Bill got to break that down.
Well, I guess we'll have you on Monday then.
I might watch.
You going to be able to clear your schedule for that?
I'm free. There's nobody more free than me.
Well, take your schedule.
Yeah. We'll see you Monday.
If they have me back, maybe they can call in and see if they want me back.
You guys got to watch the games, though.
Bill,
if you're gonna do this, you got to watch the games.
I go notebook too now.
Wow.
Why don't you?
I make notes.
Okay, I'm just gonna say, take 2 pages of notes.
Two.
No, that's doodling. All you got to do.
No doodling.
Double space.
Do what you got to do.
Are you a notebook coach? Do you like have like notes from all the games you coached in?
I know it for everyone saved. I don't have her. No. I have a lot of stuff saved. I do have certain things, certain play call sheets and different things that I've saved from different games. I don't have. I wish I did. I wish I had everything from every game. But then in the end, am I really going to go back to be like, hey, remember we played Wyoming, in 94 and like that.
So, it's like a scrapbook.
But it's nice to have some of those things to have stuff.
You never know.
I give a lot of stuff away. If we win a game of some sort, the call sheet's always laminated. I always give it to my nephews or
really?
Something
that's
like that.
Yeah. Really?
So they have something. Yeah, type
souvenirs.
Of deal. Yeah.
Souvenirs.
All these opposing coaches are calling his nephews right now. I will give you this and this for that play sheet.
Jake, make sure you watch.
Okay. I'll be watching. Okay. All right, the drive with Ref and AD is next. For Steve Sipley and Bill Bush, I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.